Hi, boys and girls. That's the happy song of the Children's Bible Club Choir calling you to the CBC Clubhouse radio meeting today. Call your best buddy or pal. Tell them that the Children's Bible Club is on the air and give them the call letters and frequency numbers of this good station so it won't take them long to find it. Then get yourself a snack and get settled down to join us in singing and for a good Bible story. Tune up your ears and your heart as the choir opens the program. Thank you, choir. You know, Bible Clubbers, we have a good little question and answer folder that's a help to boys and girls. Grown-ups call it a tract, but whether you call it a paper or folder or tract, it will do you good. The title is What Every Kid Wants to Know. It has been of interest and a help to a lot of boys and girls, and I'd like to send you one, too, if you'd like to have one. Just write me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. That's Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. Just ask for the tract for kids, KIDZ. It's not a bunch of extra words, no foolishness. Just simple questions that kids ask with Bible verse answers. The solid Word of God you can depend on. So write for your copy. Or email me at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. If you haven't found our Children's Bible Club internet website yet, look for us at www.ChildrensBibleClub.com. Did you get that? The website is www.childrensbibleclub.com. There are a lot of goodies to see there. Aunt Carolyn books and CDs, Bible stories CD albums, books from the Living Stories. We even have the Sugar Creek Gang Adventures and many other books to delight boys and girls. So take a look-see today. And now, here's the choir again.
Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, oh.
Today's story is Gripers and Grumblers. With Egypt and slavery behind them, with Pharaoh and his mighty army drowned and dead, with the great sea behind them, the Israelites had no way to go but on toward the promised land. Like a giant groundswell they moved, 1, 2, 3 days into the wilderness. The desert had no flowing rivers or cool streams. There was only sand and dust, dust and sand. The people got very thirsty, and no one can live long without water. There were no quick hamburger stands to get a Coke or Pepsi. There were no water fountains, just wind-whipped sand in their faces. Their spirits rallied, though, when they saw water ahead at Marah. They couldn't wait to get a drink. Oh, at last, cool, clear water. But their hopes were dashed, for the first few people to take a drink went and spit it out as far and fast as they could. Ugh! Oh, that was awful! That's bitter! We can't drink that! And the people glared at Moses. What shall we drink? We're going to croak and die out here if we don't get water. Moses cried out to the Lord, and God in his mercy showed him just what to do. Moses cut down a certain tree and heaved it into the water. What a marvel! The water became pure and sweet, and the people drank and drank and drank all they wanted. The Lord wonderfully met their need. They journeyed on and came at last to a beautiful oasis, Elim, with 12 water wells and 70 palm trees. Now that was a great place to camp. They had plenty of water, and the shade gave a blessed relief from the desert sun. How good God was! After such a bitter trial at Marah, God graciously gave them a place of blessing. But God's cloud overhead soon lifted, and they had to move again. After traveling more than 2 months, their supplies from Egypt ran low, and they got hungry. They quickly forgot the miracles God had already done, and began to gripe and murmur again. So what if we were slaves in Egypt? At least we had meat to eat. You've brought us out here to starve in this wilderness. Murmur, 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 grumble, grumble, grumble. They blamed Moses for everything. Once again, Moses cried out to the Lord. At least he knew who to go to for help. God was ready and willing to supply their need. But he was not at all pleased with their griping. His glory appeared in the cloud overhead. I have heard your murmurings. You want meat? I'll give you meat. I'll give you so much meat that it'll come out your nose and ears. And he did. Every evening, like clockwork, God sent meat. No, it wasn't delivered in a refrigerated truck. He sent huge hordes of quail, small game birds, and a great delicacy. He sent so many that they nearly blackened the sky. They flew low over the camp so the people could reach up and catch them by the hands full. They could fry them, boil them, roast or bake them, but they had meat aplenty, and it was delicious. God also sent bread, good bread, delicious bread. No, a bakery truck didn't make deliveries, but every morning, there was something that looked like white frost covering the ground. What a beautiful sight! It wasn't frost or snow. It was manna from heaven, like sweet honey wafers. God told the people to gather enough for themselves each day. If they got greedy and gathered extra to save going out every morning, it would get wormy and rot and stink. God promised daily bread. It would not keep overnight, except on the 6th day of the week when they were to gather double the daily ration, keeping the Sabbath day for your rest and worship. God was a perfect timekeeper. Well, of course, he's the God of time. Every week on the sixth day, he laid a double portion of manna on the ground and made it last overnight. God meant what he said. If anyone scorned him and gathered more than allowed, they had a rotten mess on their hands the next day. Or if they refused to gather double on the sixth day, they went hungry on the Sabbath. God expects obedience to his word and wants his children to trust him day by day, one day at a time. In our day, we rest and worship the Lord Jesus Christ on the first day of the week in remembrance of his resurrection. See, God was a wonderful dietitian. He packed those little sweet manna wafers with all the vitamins and minerals and nutrition his people needed to stay strong and well for 40 years in the wilderness. Isn't he good? He also told Moses to save a special pot of manna and lay it before the Lord to always remind the people of God's good supply. The manna was their bread all through the wilderness years. And did you know that today the Lord Jesus Christ is our living bread? Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Come to the Savior today. Find in him true salvation and daily bread and strength through his word. And now, God bless.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.